Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. The wake is today and tomorrow for Jonathan Diller, the NYPD officer who was killed in the line of duty in Far Rockaway. It takes place at the Massapequa Funeral Home from 2 to 4, and then again from 7 to 9 tonight. Donald Trump is expected to attend at some point, with a spokesperson saying the former president is moved by the invitation. The funeral is Saturday morning, 10:30. At St. Rose of Lima Church in Massapequa. Last night, a vigil at Brady Park.
They stood in the rain with candles in their hands under a rainbow. Listen to Joseph Leinhop, Jonathan Diller's brother-in-law, who described him with one word: crazy.
Crazy about his job. He loved what he did. He was born to be a cop. He was born to be a hero. He was crazy about his friends. No matter what his schedule looked like, he helped out his friends. He was crazy about his family. Family was number one.
And all the others who spoke, like Thomas Shevlin with the Nassau PBA, all with a message to the Diller family.
You are going to get sick and tired of all of us, because we are your new family for life.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Massapequa Park.
Suspect Lindy Jones was arraigned Wednesday on weapons charges. He was behind the wheel of the car that was pulled over during the traffic stop and is now claiming that the suspected shooter, Guy Rivera, was a hitchhiker and that he doesn't know him. PBA President Pat Henry says these were career criminals and
they did know each other. No doubt about it.
Well, Jones is being held without bail. Guy Rivera is in custody but remains hospitalized. Presidential gridlock three times today, with President Biden and two of his predecessors in town for a star-studded fundraiser. It's taking place at Radio City.
Security definitely already in place here. NYPD cars lined up with their lights flashing and barricades along 6th Avenue for about 10 blocks. This is going to get completely locked down by early this afternoon. I checked in with my buddy Spiro at his coffee cart. He's a block north of Radio City.
So, I mean, this is pretty big. I mean, it's Obama and Clinton. And yeah, Biden. I mean, this is a pretty big deal.
It's shut down over here. They're closed. You see the cops everywhere. There's no cabs standing around. There's no people walking this way. They have everything completely shut down, locked down. So, unless you got a ticket to get into Radio City,
yeah,
don't even bother coming this way.
Of course, the big stars are Obama, Clinton, and Biden. Performances by Lizzo, Queen Latifah, Lea Michele, and others. Now, in terms of tickets, some are $250, but listen to this. A picture with the three presidents will cost up to $100,000. The campaign expects to take in at least $10 million. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here outside Radio City.
As always, check in with 1010 Winds for traffic and transit on the ones. A deadly confrontation between police and an emotionally disturbed teen in Ozone Park.
NYPD Chief of Patrol John Chow said a quick response to the two-story home here on 103rd Street quickly escalated into a chaotic situation.
Our officers attempt to take the individual into custody and get him help. While they were doing that, he pulled a pair of scissors out of a drawer, came towards the officers.
Chell said officers successfully tasered the 19-year-old, but when his mother came to his aid, she pulled one of the strings out.
At this point, the male picked up the scissors again, came out of our offices, and they had no choice but to defend themselves, discharging their firearms.
Doctors at Jamaica Hospital were not able to save the teen. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Ozone Park, Queens.
Cops say they've caught the TikTok puncher. This is the guy who's been going around punching women at random in Manhattan, after which a number of the victims have taken to TikTok to warn others. He's been charged in at least one of the incidents, an assault on a 23-year-old in Chelsea on Monday. Police say the 40-year-old has a long rap sheet, including two other arrests for assault in the last 6 months, for which he was released without bail. Two men arrested in connection with a violent home invasion last December on Staten Island. Police say 30-year-old Elliot Knight has more than 30 priors. He and 28-year-old Michael Conley are accused of targeting a home in Manor Heights and pistol whipping a woman when they couldn't find any cash. They also allegedly assaulted one of her children, her 5-year-old daughter, who ended up with a concussion. So far, both are charged with burglary. Lawsuits loom, but the MTA has signed off on the plan to charge you for driving into Midtown.
It's been a long road since the state legislature gave the green light to congestion pricing. MTA Chair Jan Oliber explaining.
In 2019, almost 5 years to the day, Legislation was passed requiring the MTA to develop and implement a congestion pricing program.
The board gave its approval for a $15 passenger vehicle fee, but not everyone is pleased. Allie Ryan lives in the zone.
My husband will have to pay $15 a day to come home from work in Queens. So that means for my family, it's $5,000 a year.
The MTA is confident the plan will take effect in June, although several lawsuits are challenging it. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
No winner in last night's Powerball, so that is now $935 million for Saturday. The winning numbers for a smaller prize, 37, 46, 57, 60, 66. Powerball number was 8. Still no word on who won the $1.13 billion, but we do know where that winning Mega Millions ticket was purchased.
The Mega Millions jackpot drawing made history.
The largest jackpot ever won in New Jersey.
Tiana Bambata at ShopRite in Neptune sold that ticket.
I do see regulars come in, but I do not know last night. There were so many people that came through, I cannot remember.
Now for selling that ticket, the ShopRite store gets a $30,000 bonus. Jersey's Lotto Executive Director James Carey says others who purchased a ticket should not be discouraged.
So there's lots of opportunities. Always check those tickets.
Darius Ranzius, 1010 Winds and 92.3 FM.
A first round in the annual battle between city tenants and landlords, the Rent Guidelines Board to hold its first meeting on how much to raise rent, with a group representing landlords weighing in ahead of that. Michael Taubman is the spokesman for the Rent Stabilization Association.
State overregulation of stabilized buildings has made it economically impossible to maintain New York City's affordable housing stock.
Well, the board will hold a series of public hearings before they vote later this spring. It is sentencing day for SBF.
Sam Bankman-Fried will learn how much time he'll spend in prison for what's been called one of the biggest financial frauds in U.S. history. Prosecutors say the 32-year-old stole more than $8 billion of customers' money, and they're calling for up to 50 years in prison for the FTX crypto exchange founder, saying Bankman-Fried exhibited greed and hubris. Bankman-Fried's lawyers are asking for 6.5 years, insisting a long sentence is unjustified for a nonviolent first-time criminal. Dave Packer, ABC News.
1010 Wins Sports. The Mets have to wait till tomorrow for their season to start, while the Yanks will be off and running this afternoon in Houston.
Yes, it was an opening day in Queens, pushed back a day for the second year in a row because of the weather forecast, but the Bronx Bombers will get their season started against the hated Astros. And manager Aaron Boone says this year, at least for him, the same as any other.
There hasn't been a season that I haven't thought was as important as it gets.
Well aware of the expectations.
You know, whether we're coming off losing in the American League Championship Series, or unfortunately last year we don't make the playoffs. Like, as much as, you know, the noise was and has been outside of, you know, obviously last year was not it.
But hoping that 2024 is, as the Yanks try to end a 15-year World Series drought. Mark Rene, 1010 Win Sports on 92.3 FM.
Yeah, we did the time change a couple weekends back, but it turns out not only did we lose an hour of sleep when we switched to daylight saving time, we may lose even more time in a few years, albeit a teensy amount.
Could CBS's 60 Minutes become 59 minutes and 59 seconds? That's highly unlikely, but the world's official timekeepers say the Earth is spinning a little faster. They may have to lose a second in the coming years. Two types of timekeeping, astronomical and atomic, are involved because there's a fractional difference between the two. And that adds up to whole seconds every few years. Leap seconds were actually added between 1972 and 2016. But now with the Earth rotating faster, a second may be subtracted in about 5 years.
That's Peter King. If you want to learn more, there's a new study on all of this. It was published yesterday in the journal Nature.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.